Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Here is Dr. Robert Murphy. We've been waiting to talk to you today, doctor. Professor of infectious diseases at Northwestern University's Feinberg School. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, it's quite a day.
Why do you say that?
Well, things have really changed, obviously, just in the last 72 hours. And the pandemic has taken a definite turn for the worse.
Certainly people's attitude has. I mean, it's near panic at some of these drugstores, isn't it?
Yes. It really shows us how this decentralized approach that we're taking is just not working.
I guess we figured that out the first time with the first batch of tests and then vaccines. Here we are, round two, and it's still everybody for themselves, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll see what the president in his comments today. He's making an address, supposedly announcing distribution of a lot of tests. But I don't know. I'm very concerned.
I want to ask you a couple of specific questions. I don't mean to leave the gravity of what you just said on the table here, but let's move on to some specifics. Hey, John Williams, we are hosting Christmas. We asked our 28-year-old nephew to get a COVID test before coming over. He declined. Will this ever go away? They didn't say whether or not this 28-year-old is vaxxed, but let's assume he is or isn't. What advice do you have for these people?
Yeah, it's basically the same advice I've been giving and other experts have been giving. You should only gather indoors with other people that are fully vaccinated. And there's a new definition for fully vaccinated. So that includes three shots, your first two that you get 3 or 4 weeks apart, and then what we had been calling a booster 6 months later. So really that should just be, that is really what everybody needs to be protected. And it works pretty well. It still works well, even with Omicron. Although you get infected, very few of those people are expected to land in the hospital.
Not everybody's boosted. So how much of a risk does that add?
Huge. Huge. Delta was different. Omicron is much worse. Very little protection from two shots only.
So to the people who are saying, well, I'm vaxxed, in my personal family gathering, they were anticipating there was more than one, pretty much the rule will be you can't come if you're not vaccinated, but not everybody's boosted. You think we
right.
should segregate the gathering that way or not include the unboosted?
I think you're going to have to say you have to be boosted or don't come. If you want to really
that,
be safe.
It's hard to get that boost.
I mean, it's hard to, well, it's not that hard to get the boost, but you've got to make the effort to make the appointment and get in there. And the thing is, you can take either one of those vaccines, the Pfizer or Moderna. Don't vax with the Johnson & Johnson one, but take whatever one you can get in your arm the fastest.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the safest thing. Now, say somebody hasn't reached that 6 month period. That's a different story. You know, they're still, you know, pretty much covered. But, people should only be indoors congregating with other people fully vaccinated. That's going to really help. Now, if for some reason there's one person that's only had the two vaccines, they've got to wear a mask the whole time and be segregated.
Got it. I wanted to read you another text. John, let's see, where is it? John, what if the host, my brother and his family, are anti-vax? They host every year because of the location and size of their house. I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted. Can I go to their party?
No. No. That's too much of a risk.
To whom?
To you, to the person. They're, because you are still at risk for getting the infection, a breakthrough. And then how many of those breakthroughs go on and end up in the hospital? Well, of course, it's a lot less than if you're unvaccinated, but you can still get sick, and then you can still pass it along. You should not be mixing with unvaccinated people.
The risk is greater to them, the hosts of this party, who aren't vaccinated at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, the risk is for them getting it ending up in the hospital and dying is much, much greater. But there's still a risk to the vaccinated people now. So the game has changed.
How reliable?
The playing field is different.
How reliable are these tests?
The tests are pretty good. The tests still work. So you can get, you know, the rapid tests are not as sensitive, but they're good enough to pick up somebody who's going to be a super spreader. So, you know, and that's why we, you know, in Chicago here, we can't, in many, many suburbs too, you know, you go into the pharmacy to get a test, you know, they don't have them. They go off the shelf the day they arrive.
Yeah, I've heard. And those $25 tests that you buy over at Walgreens, there's two tests in a kit. I guess that's one dose, if you will. A dose is the wrong word. But, I mean, you're supposed to take the test twice yourself, right?
Well, okay. That's twice to make a diagnosis. But if for to go to, like, your Christmas dinner, you know, and you're just going to be together for a few hours or one whole day, you know, you just do it in the morning before you go visit your family.
And if you test negative then at least you know at that party you're okay. You might pick it up at that party, but at least you know you've not introduced COVID to the party.
Exactly. And this is going to be the new way forward. Every time anyone's going to be getting together, particularly if you don't know if they're vaccinated or not, you're going to have to test yourself. It's a new world as of today.
What do you want to hear from the president later on?
Well, I would like to see some centralized plan to make this thing work. We look at it nationally. We're the worst country in the world for COVID. We have the most deaths. We have the most cases. We have, you know, incredibly partisan divisions. Now, that is not completely unique to us. They're protesting in Europe and in South Africa and other places, not so much in Asia. They tend to follow the advice of their public health authorities. So, you know, those kind of protests are not just unique to us. But our protest group is much bigger. And, you know, this is just going to continue to drive this pandemic.
One of the reads was, as of early this week, late last week, that this latest Omicron variant accelerates very quickly, but might die out very quickly as well.
Well, it will, because it's going to infect everyone. The prediction that I believe in is that essentially every unvaccinated person will get infected with Omicron.
Wow.
Everyone. And that is going to, in about a month's time, basically implode the hospital system in the United States in many places. Look what's happening in New England right now. It's one of the most vaccinated places in the country. But that 25% that won't take the vaccines, they're in the hospital. You go through any of these hospitals, they're full of COVID patients. 80 to 90% are unvaccinated. This is unnecessary. It's completely unnecessary. I just, you know, I'm having a hard time, you know, accepting it now, because this crisis is going to be made worse by the fact that a lot of the healthcare workers, not only are they dropping out of the system because they're burning out from all the stress, but now they're going to get infected too, because this is this hyper infectious nature of this Omicron thing is going to get everybody, including the healthcare workers.
Dr. Robert Murphy is the professor of infectious disease at the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. If you want to share this conversation, we'll podcast it. You can download it and send it to your friends today, tomorrow, the next day, or the next day. Thanks for your thoughts, doctor.
Okay. Have a good holiday.